This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
January in Paris by Billy Collins. A poem is never finished, only abandoned. Paul Valery. That winter, I had nothing to do but tend the kettle in my shuttered room on the top floor of a pension near a cemetery. But I would sometimes descend the stairs, unlock my bicycle, and pedal along the cold city streets, often turning from a wide boulevard down a narrow side street bearing the name of an obscure patriot. I followed a few private rules, never crossing a bridge without stopping midpoint to lean my bike on the railing and observe the flow of the river as I tried to better understand the French. In my pale coat and my Basque cap, I pedaled past the windows of a patisserie or sat up tall in the seat, arms folded, and clicked downhill, filling my nose with winter air. I would see beggars and street cleaners in their bright uniforms, and sometimes I would see the poems of Valery, the ones he never finished but abandoned, wandering the streets of the city half-clothed. Most of them needed only a final line or two, a little verbal flourish at the end, but whenever I approached, they would retreat from their makeshift fires into the shadows. Thin specters of incompletion, forsaken for so many long decades, how could they ever trust another man with a pen? I came across the one I wanted to tell you about, sitting with a glass of rosé at a café table. Beautiful, emaciated, unfinished, cruelly abandoned with a flick of panache by Monsieur Paul Valery himself. Big fish in the school of symbolism and, for a time, president of the Committee of Arts and Letters of the League of Nations, if you please. Never mind how I got her out of the café, past the concierge and up the flight of stairs. Remember that Paris is the capital of public kissing. And never mind the holding and the pressing, it is enough to know that I moved my pen in such a way as to bring her to completion. A simple final stanza, which ended, as this poem will, with the image of a gorgeous orphan lying on a rumpled bed, her large eyes closed, a painting of cows in a valley over her head. And off to the side, me in a window seat, blowing smoke from a cigarette at dawn.